AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
They're here.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome in, friends. It is ITL on Sports Grid. Another beautiful edition, a Week 13 NFL edition, a MLB lockout edition. We're not going to talk about basketball, so it's just those two editions. No other things in there. It is Bogman and the Welsh. Find us on Twitter. Is it the Welsh? Bogman Sports and at InThisLeague.com. Check out all the stuff and things in store for the episode. In hour two, we have got Pat Fitzmorris from Fantasy Pros. A little bit interview we did on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. Our boy Bubba in hour three. And hour one, Bogman, we are going to be dedicating to all of our Week 13 picks, where we go against the spread, over-unders, give our best bets, and a wild, wild return for the coin. When we come back from break, don't give it away, but the coin, I don't know if it's on a heater or if luck truly reigns supreme, but the coin is proving us as silly nooses. It is so mad. I was so excited only because I knew you were going to get mad. You don't get you get worked up about things, but actual mad.
Right.
Where I know it's not hurtful mad, I get excited about, because I don't want you hurtful mad, but I we're frustrated mad. And I knew this would be it. And when I told you the number, you were just like,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, that is my exact response every time.
Yeah. What we do every week is we do all of our picks. And a couple weeks ago, we started adding a coin flip in, which, by the way, I got to get our coin flip. I got to get the coin ready for this. We did a coin flip and the results are interesting. All of it is interesting. So we're going to be full dedication to that as we go through here. And we will spend no time talking about the MLB lockout because there's nothing else to talk about. We have a baseball podcast out on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast feed. Go listen to it. But there'll be no time dedicated to, siding with owners or players or any of it, because it's nonsense. And baseball, continues to do its disservice where, its median average audience member is 57 years old and every other sport is. That's a real number, by the way. That is an actual number. The average baseball viewer fan is 57 years old, where every other sport, it's still older, but there's some 40s in there. So don't go anywhere. When we come back, you're going to get the results of the Week 12 coin, and we are going to be digging in to all of our Week 13 bets right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
InThisLeague.com. Come and check us out today, the beginning of November. The best, it's always the best time of the month. Every single time. But the greatest time is the beginning of the month when you have an entire month ahead of you. We got a million fun things happening this month. Any In This League listener who probably is listening to this already knows, but we have our Christmas special coming up in a couple weeks. Got a break event we just did. Bogman does live streams. We've got GroupMe rooms. We've got ranks. We've got comedy secret shows. All of that for $5 or $10. And if you want to go a little step further, you could become a captain, the highest ranking member and the ITL Army. We salute those people. And they get access and they get everything. Come and check us out today. Support your boys. Support independent podcasters. Support. Would you please support us?
Support us.
InThisLeague.com. Be a part of the army. Make sure In This League keeps rolling on, and we would appreciate you doing so. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing that. So, our results last week, our wonderful, amazing listener, Donovan, tracks everything in a beautiful spreadsheet, and we appreciate him for doing so. He's always so awesome. And I'm just looking through here. Very appreciative that he does that. So, yes, here you, are... What?
I said, yes, thank you, Donovan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I was adding on to the thank you.
Yeah, thank you, thank you. The overall ranks, I'm not even sure if I'm seeing them right here.
So we don't need to go over all that, right?
Yeah, we don't need to go over all that. It's not...
We're fine.
We're going to go over one piece of it. It's not overtly impressive, to be honest with you. But last week, I was 6-6 against the spread, so pretty mediocre. But I was 8-4 on over unders. 8-4 on over unders. I only missed the Houston over, which I think we both had over. But I missed Houston, I missed Philly, I missed Green Bay and Seattle. I won all the rest. So 8-4 on over unders, which I think is my best of the year. 6-6 against the spread. Bogman, you were relatively mediocre. You were 5-7 against the spread. You had a really bad late slate. I think you actually missed every single late slate game, but you nailed like Monday night and Sunday night.
Appreciate you going over.
I'm sorry.
Thanks,
I didn't mean
a lot.
To
appreciate it.
I'm sorry. Yep. It just like I noticed. I'm like,
after Avon was like, we don't need to go over all of that, do we? Yeah. You're like, you just had a miserable late slate. It was so bad. Yeah. But you were good. You got the Sunday Monday night game. So
I didn't mean to. I was just like,
absolutely
wow.
Absolutely dreadful for everything you ever touch. It's all bad. Actually, I was the one that sent you the hate mail. Just so you know, Bogman.
I was just like, I can't believe you missed the entire afternoon slate. That's what you did. Yeah. Okay, do you want to tell people that you received hate mail?
I mean, it was my first real piece of hate mail. Someone sent me an email and said that I should have to pay all of the money back that they bet because I'm a loser. So
did they use the word loser?
I don't know. I can't remember.
You just projected it.
It was something along those lines. No, you know what? It was you should have to pay all the money back because you suck. That's what it was.
But so, this is the first piece of gambling hate mail because we've received stuff in the past. We've been doing this since 2014. We've gotten stuff like in tweets, and I'm not sure how many like emails we've actually got. Email is kind of like a whole nother ball game. But yeah, Bog, we're doing a secret show, and Bogman, an hour after secret show, goes, I just received my first like
hate mail
for gambling. And I went, oh, I think my text was, oh no. And then he says that guy. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to determine, because there's a lot of different places we do. We talk gambling here. We have an episode.
Oh yeah.
We're
trying to do this whole, like, I mean, I'm doing so much gambling stuff. I have an article for Betting Pros. I do a show with Joe Pizzapia about college football betting. Yep. We do this show. I do Line Star with Casey Bubba. Like, okay,
wouldn't it have been great to ask him? Be like, yes, sir, exactly, sir. Which one do I suck at? Because I could suck in a lot of different areas.
It was at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning, so it couldn't have been the NFL because I hadn't sucked yet.
Yeah, you had not sucked.
So it wasn't from my article because I was 7-3 on my college.
That's why that was actually the biggest shocker when Bogdan said he got hate mail. I was like, dude, weren't you just amazing in college?
Didn't you just make a bunch of money?
Yeah, like he Bogdan made bets. He was hitting like everything. He had a fantastic. So I'm like, what is happening? So we determined because of the time frame, it had to be college. Yeah. And I wonder if the person faded you or did one of those bits. Because I do this sometimes with some people where you look at their plays and you play it wrong. And he played maybe like, you know,
he could have just like parlayed all three of my losses.
Gotten your three losses. So
the golden rule is don't bet money you can't afford to lose. That is the rule of betting. So the rule number one, if we're talking about Fight Club, you know, don't talk about Fight Club is rule number one. Rule about gambling is don't put money in that you can't afford to lose. It's dumb. Yeah. So, you know, if you can't afford to lose it, don't put it in the middle. And don't blame me. You're the dumbass. Who's dumber? The guy who makes the bets or the dumbass who follows him, right?
Yeah, so, it keeps going.
So, come on, man.
So again, it was not me that did the mail, but that was such a weird thing that we were going through. So again, I didn't mean to point that out, but it was like, it was just,
I don't care if you point it out. It's just the way you said it. You're like, yep, you're pretty mediocre, but you had a miserable late. So you called me mediocre and miserable, like all in one sentence.
Mediocre in that you were 5-7 against the spread. You were 6-6 on over.
We talked about the ones I picked out that I liked.
Well, check this out. That's what I'm just about to do. So 6-6 against the spread. I'm sorry, on the over unders. But you and I have decided as a turn, because we're not going to bet everything, so it's just us talking about stuff, we are going to start, and we did it, I think, starting last week, start identifying our favorite games and our best bets, if you will, you know, the common turn, if we can use all of the gambling, you know, terms that everybody uses. We'll say chalk and best bets. Best bets were actually pretty solid last week. I was okay. I was 3-2. So if you're over 500, I think we're a win. You know, I was 3-2. What did I have? I had the Tampa Indy over, which was a win. I had New England -6. And I mean, we talked about the Niner Minnesota over was the biggest smash in history.
Easy.
I told it on the radio thing. I did an anger bet, because I had lost some other bets. I did an anger bet.
Also another, you know, don't do that.
Don't do that. It was like three times what I normally bet on that game. And it cashed out. So I won those two. Excuse me. I didn't hit the Houston 2.5 over or the Carolina 1.5 over. Ridiculously stupid bets of mine. But Bogman was 4-1. On your best bets, Boggs, 4-1. Why don't you tell the people what you did?
I mean, I don't have it in front of me, but I know my
I'll
best
do it.
Bets.
I'll do it. I just need
that
to
I had.
To
I had the Cleveland Baltimore under. I had the Rams was the game I missed. I took too much into, you know, the toe for Aaron Rodgers. They made a big deal out of that. I thought maybe it'd affect him. And then after he ran for a touchdown, I'm like, well, I'm missing this one. Like that was early in the first quarter. I was like, well,
yeah,
that
Rams
one ain't
plus good. One was your loss. You had the Cleveland Baltimore under, Minnesota San Francisco over, the Charger Denver under, and New England -6.5. So I didn't realize you and I had two of the same best bets that we both hit. So, you know, I'm trying to see, did we have any others that we were? Oh, the other one that
Coin can't do that, right? Coin can't pick its own best bets. So
just interesting, of our best bets, we were 2-0 on our agreed best bets. So take that for what it is here. Now, that's all fun aside. What's going to make people mad? The coin. Now, the coin was mediocre on over unders last week, 6-6. So it was tied with you, 6-6. It had a really bad late slate. It did hit the Niners. It was with the Niners with us. So there's another one of those all three consensus. But 9-3 against the spread. Better than anything we did all week.
Infuriating. All year.
No, I had 11-3 and a 10. We've had a couple 10-4s and stuff like that.
It's just
infuriating.
It's all random and it goes 9-3, right?
That is,
you work hard all week to put together these bets and make sure you're trying to pick the one. You know, we're obviously not trying to pick losers. We're trying to win every single one. And the coin just walks in here and goes 9-3. I mean, you might as well just have a child throwing darts, right? The same difference. It makes me so mad.
It's good.
We're going to have a week where it goes 3-whatever. But,
it is absolutely infuriating. When we come back, we are going to be going through making our bets, flipping some coins, and we're going to also tell you what the coin is on the year. Just wait for it right here in this slide.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way.
Stop touching things.
Welcome back, friends. Make sure you guys are listening and tuning into all of the In This League shows. You can do that on any podcast app. It was podcast sharing season for Spotify. Spotify, iHeart, Apple, iTunes, whatever you want to do, sans maybe Google Podcasts. Search In This League. You're going to find ITL Baseball, football, this show that you're listening to. Plus, we've got college football. We've got IDP and Prospect One, the Prospect Podcast. Tons of stuff. Support your boys, subscribe to the podcast, and get all. You never know. People don't think like baseball is going to be active in November and December. Guess what? You were getting episodes. We were dropping episodes like loads, man. And we want to make sure that you guys are tuned into all of them. So do that. Your favorite podcast app for all the podcasts that we do, because there's many of them. So we told you the coin was incredible last week. Some other stats here, just overall, that will absolutely infuriate you. The coin is over 500 on both sides over 2 weeks. And Bogman, 54% on over-unders and 65% against the spread in 2 weeks. 8-6 and 9-3 to start the year.
I'm getting pretty mad about this coin.
I will tell you this, and you guys can consume this how you want. Very awesome that Donovan did this. On combined picks, if you take Bogman, myself, and the coin when we all agree, 63% on the year. That's not bad. We were
52%. Yeah, I think the coin is holding us up there because the coin has been so good, right? So anything that we pick and the coin is right, it's inferior. Let's get to some picks.
Yeah, we're going to get to some picks here. Let's go through all of the stuff and strap in here. We're going to start with the Chargers at Cincinnati. Cincinnati is a 3-point favorite. 50.5 is the line. There's no under money right now, but the money currently is sitting on Cincinnati box.
I'm going to take the Bengals here. They have been playing some great football behind Joe Mixon. They went back to running the ball with him against the Raiders. It worked against Pittsburgh. It really, really worked. Pittsburgh got blueprinted by Detroit, but we can save that for the Pittsburgh game. I think that, you know, you take a guy like Joe Mixon, who's hitting his peak right now, you put him up against the worst rush defense in the NFL, gotten a little better over the last couple of weeks, but still not great. And, you know, it's on the road. You're not in Cincinnati's Dome Stadium. It's probably going to be fairly cold in Cincinnati, right? It is going to be 50 degrees and overcast. So not terrible, but still not great for LA people. So, give me the Bengals. Give me the under in this one, too, because I just don't know that the Chargers are going to score that many points. A lot of ball control from that rush game from the Bengals.
Right? Yeah, I mean, Chargers have been super disappointing on the year. I can't get over it with just how bad, you know, as a team they put this stuff together. But they still can score some points. I think this is a bad matchup for them in that, like, you know, one of my good calls last week, I called Joe Mixon as a top back and he absolutely exploded. I think I called him as my favorite back on DFS. If you listen to Bet This League, and this is another good matchup for him. This is another good spot as far as a defense for him to attack. Cincinnati's got a whole bunch of really good weapons. I like Cincinnati -3 as well, but I'm going to take the over because it's just a team. I'm not going to count out the Chargers being able to score some points. And Cincinnati has shown they're going to be able to score some points. So we are now going to bring the coin in because we're both taking Cincinnati. You take the under. I take the over. This is for the spread. Heads is for the favorite. Tails is for the dog. And the coin flips. Whoops, I did do two coins. Okay, so actually I did do this right. All right, so we now flip. Going with the favorite. So we are going with Cincinnati for the coin.
Brent Thelick, Cincinnati.
Brent Thelick. Oh, I miss that. Brent Thelick, Cincinnati. And the over-under. Heads for the over, tails for the under. Going with Boggs for the under. So there you go. Cincinnati and the under.
This is what makes me so mad is that I just got happy that the coin went with what I
You get excited because, that this goddamn coin is doing good. So if it does it again, by the way. What do we do with ourselves? What do we do? It's gonna have
a better
return system than like any model that's out there. Everyone's like, we were like 58%. We're like, well, our coin flipping was 68% on the
Cynthia Freeland working at NFL Network, putting in all this stuff, you know. Or it's like better than Derek Carty at predicting batting.
Exactly.
Averages,
you know? All these people are working so hard and it's like, well, we flipped a coin. It's consistently good. All right. Minnesota at Detroit. Minnesota is a 7-point favorite. 46.5 is the line. Minnesota, a lot of the cash is currently on, and people like the over, Boggs. I have not pulled up some of my sportsbook info, so I'll try to get that for future games. But what do you think about this Minnesota Detroit game?
Let's fade the public, man. I'm taking Detroit. Detroit is one of the best teams against the spread. I believe they're 8-3 right now against the spread. You know, haven't won a single game. But well over 500 against the spread this season because they play hard and they're going to muddy up this game.
I'll have it here in a second.
Minnesota just lost their best player in Dalvin Cook for a couple weeks at least. So Alexander Mattison is a very capable backup. And if this gets away from the Lions, because we've seen a couple get away from them, it would be understanding. But for me, I got to take the Lions here and I got to take the under because they're going to muddy it up. The defensive line right now is beat up for Minnesota. No Everson Griffin and obviously no Danielle Hunter, who is out for the season. So I think the Lions are going to run even without Swift. Jamal Williams looks pretty solid. So they're going to run the ball a lot, try to control the clock. Don't think it's going to work, but I think that they beat this touchdown spread and I will also take the under because I think this game gets ugly and muddy.
6-5 against the spread for Minnesota. They're also 6-5 on over unders. The Lions only 3-8 on over unders, but 7-4 against
there
the spread.
It is. 7-4.
Like I said, 7-4. Now there's no DeAndre Swift in this game, which actually I picked Jamal. I kind of like Jamal Williams here. Minnesota is tough for me because they're also without Dalvin Cook, but I don't think they miss a beat with Alexander Mattison. That spread line really screws with me here by a touchdown. Detroit is just a little bit of a mess. I'm going to go Minnesota. I don't like Detroit enough. I could see them covering this. I don't feel confident enough in it. I'm also going to go with the under. I really like that under. Not enough to make it a best bet, but I am going to go with that. Let's see what the coin has to say here. Do we sell the coin up? Can everybody
come on,
see?
Coin. Okay. Come on.
One of the perks of our Patreon, by the way, if you're a captain or actually even a lieutenant in it, you can sometimes hang out with us while we're doing the show. So some of the guys are in here watching the coin. So the coin is not like us pretending. People can see it. Against the spread, the coin flip. They are going with Detroit. Bachman is so ecstatic. The coin likes Detroit and for the over-under, likes the over. So going with the over, so it's a little bit of fade, but going with the public on the over, which it's heavily there. All right, third game up. We've got the Giants at Miami. Miami is a 4.5-point favorite. 40.5 is the line, which is a very, very small line. There's a bit of money that is on Miami and a bit of money that is on the over. And then while I am trying to waste time here, the stats on these guys... 6-5 against the spread for the Giants, 3-7 and a tie on over-unders. The Dolphins, 6-4-2 against the spread, 5-7 on over-unders. So both are over 500 at least against the spread. What say you on this game?
I'm taking Miami. Miami has looked good the past couple weeks, particularly on defense. And Tua has been very, very efficient. We've seen Waddle kind of come out of his shell. I really like what they did. We talked about it on In This League, the Welsh. The fantasy football show. I really like what they're doing with Miles Gaskin down by the goal line. You know, they're running wildcat with him. I love it. I think he's going to toss one into the end zone this weekend. That's kind of my prediction for this game. So I'm going to take Minnesota. I'm going to lay the points. I'll also take Miami. The over because Miami. Yeah, I said Minnesota. I'm going to take Miami and lay the 4.5. I'm also going to take the over just because this total is so low at 40.5. I don't particularly care for the over under. But I do love Miami, so I'm going to make it a best bet, minus the 4.5.
Oh, man, there's so much I don't like about this game. I'm looking here, too. Not many wins when Miami pulls out a win. Well, I should say that their first two wins of the year, the lines were under 35 when they beat New England. It was 17-16 game. Against Houston, it was a 9-7 game. But the next three games, which they have won, they've won four straight games. So the next three, they've scored at least 22 points or more. So the onus is going to then be put on the New York Giants to be able to score, you know, you're roughly looking at at least 17 points. And in losses, they have only done that. Well, they've actually done that three times so far in their losses this year. So, I mean, I'm just kind of staggering through because I don't really love this game. I hate that low over total. I'm going to go Miami. I kind of like that with you, but I'm going to go with the under. I think this might be one of those ugly 17-13 type of games, which if that were the case, actually, it would go in favor of the Giants here for 4.5. But
the Giants just played one of those too, you know, against Philly. So
this might be a 20-10 game, though. This feels more like a 20-10 game. If Kadarius Toney were in there, I might feel a little bit better about it. I'm not sure this is the best defense for Barkley to, you know, be able to take advantage of. So that's where I kind of fault a little bit. So let's see what the coin has to say. Against the spread, the coin is going with the fade, is going with the New York Giants. That's not good. And the over under, going with the over. So going with you on the over. Ooh, not sure how I'd like about that.
Well, we've got I picked Miami as a best bet, so, you know.
Yeah, that's true. We've got a whole host of games coming up. Bogman, we only have one best bet locked in so far, and that's Bogman with Miami. But we got a bunch of games coming up here with a couple more locks. So don't go anywhere. Bogman, Welsh, and the coin. More bets for NFL Week 13 coming up right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. It's in this league season, and we are glad to be doing it with you. It's Christmas season. It's in this league season. It's deck our ball season for the Christmas special coming up later this month over at inthisleague.com. Make sure you guys are locked in. Plus, inthisleague.fans, if you guys want to get some merch, for you, you're not going to buy any In This League merch for anybody else, for any loved ones. That wouldn't be very loving, but you can do it for yourself. There's lots of gifts you could get yourself this year, like a subscription to InThisLeague.com or some In This League merch at InThisLeague.fans. Hoodies, shirts, mugs, stickers, all the stuff. Go check it out. All right, we have got a whole bunch of games to get to in a very short period of time as we are going to have Pat Fitzmaurice on the podcast from Fantasy Pros.
It's a tough name for the Welsh to say.
I don't know why. It's so difficult. Because also his his last name is like Maurice, it looks like.
It does look like Maurice. It's Morris, yeah, so, but yeah. It does look like Maurice.
It screws with the brain stem a little bit. All right. We are moving on to Tampa Bay -11, 50.5 is the over under. Small, it's kind of wavering where the cash is on the spread. It's hovering a little bit around Atlanta, but heavy money on the under. I heard some crazy stats. I was listening to some gambling stuff yesterday, and someone had said this historical data of 8-point favorites on the road. Like, it was, if you're 8-point favorite or more on the road, the under hits like 65% of the time. It was just some wild thing. Or maybe it was over the last couple of years or something like that, which really, really put me in favor. You know, you're just looking for the signs, Bogman, for the under on this game, because also I don't like Atlanta. I don't particularly like Atlanta in anything they do anymore. The spread is so big, it makes it difficult because Tom Brady's been like a little bit wishy-washy. They're only 5-6 against the spread on the year. The Bucs are, because the line makers have really done a good job on placing them. Falcons are 4-6. But Brady did rock 5 touchdowns on this team, and I like him as a top quarterback this round. I'm waffling, and I'm actually going to waffle back. I'm going to take Tampa Bay, and I'm going to take the under, because I think this might be a Tampa Bay put up 35 points, and Atlanta's got a touchdown with that defense. So I'm going to go Tampa Bay, but I am going to take the under, going with that stat that I'm probably not properly telling anybody. What say you?
I hate this game, so I'm not going to touch it, because I told myself earlier this year, self, if there's a line that's more than 10 points and a road team, you want to take the home team every single time. And I can't take Atlanta. They're so miserable. They're so bad. Atlanta. I can't take them. They're so bad. I can't watch them. So I'm going to take Tampa Bay here with zero confidence. I'm going to take the over just because Tampa Bay just put up 38 points on a good Colts defense last week. I think they could put up even more on the Atlanta crappy defense here. So and we also saw Atlanta score some points backdoor against them last time they played. So and they beat the spread, which should give me more confidence for Atlanta, but it just doesn't. They've lost too many pieces, I feel like.
Yeah.
So give me Tampa Bay. Give me the over.
Backdoor is not just for your birthday. I'm also going to lock in my first best bet of the week. That is the Tampa Bay Atlanta under. I am going with that. First best bet of the week. Let's see what the coin has to say. The coin for the spread likes Atlanta, likes Atlanta,
Atlanta,
Atlanta. And the over under staying with the under. Beautiful. Love that. I feel better that the coin is with me. All right. So Atlanta and the under for the coin, Tampa Bay under for me, Tampa Bay over for Bogman. Indy at Houston. Indy is a 10-point favorite, and the over-under is set at, I went away from the screen, 45.5. All the money is Indy in the over. That's just what I can tell you right now. All the money's on the Indianapolis Colts in the over. And as far as stats go for this, the I can't get to it quick enough. The Colts are 7-5 against the spread, 8-4 on over-unders. Houston only 4-7 on over-unders, 5-6 against the spread. So what do you think?
I hate this one. I'll say that I'll take the Colts by 10. I just think Houston has nothing. I think they've gone fishing. They're already ready for the winter. They're done. So give me the Colts. I like the under here because we saw the Colts just lose a game because Carson Wentz threw too many picks. So I think what you want to do in this game if you're the Colts is establish the run, you know, run the ball with Taylor, run the ball with Nyheim Hines, run. Don't let Carson Wentz throw the ball up in the air, because the one thing that the Texans can do is they've come down with some interceptions in their two wins. So give me the Colts in this game and give me the under.
Yeah, my same incorrect stat of double, you know, 8+ favorites on the road under hit. I'm going to go with the under. I'm going to just follow that magic. I need something here. I am complete with you, Indy and the under. Let's see what the coin has to say. This is critical here. This could be a critical bet here for this week for In This League people. Over under flip. Going with Houston plus 10. Here's the big one. Over under. This is the one I want him to join us with. I want the coin. I assigned it a gender, by the way. I don't know why. Flip.
Probably because there's a man's face on it.
Over. Don't like it. It's going with the over. So that is what the coin says. Houston and the over, complete fade. Moving over to Arizona and the Chicago Bears. Arizona is going to be welcoming back a return of DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray for all intents and purposes, as far as we know, which is a huge deal. The Arizona Cardinals with a 9-2 record are 8-3 against the spread, even though with all the stuff they've been dealing with, and 5-6 on over-unders, 4-7 against the spread for the Bears, and 3-8 for over-unders. Dying here.
I hate that I'm going to take a game again, a team that is over a touchdown favorites on the road again. But I don't even think
I gave the line, though. Arizona 7.5, 43.5 is the over under.
I was just trying to pad while you were done.
Yeah, I was like dying. I don't know why I'm dying.
I thought you'd already given it because I was like staring at it.
No, I thought I did too, but no.
I'm going to take the Cardinals here. I think even without Kyler Murray or DeAndre Hopkins, they would beat the Bears by 7.5 points. This is a team that is not great on offense, is the nice way to say it. We have the Cardinals coming off a bye week. Their defense will get after it here. I think Chandler Jones is going to wreck Andy Dalton or Justin Fields. Doesn't really matter who's out there. I think it's just going to be a bad day for Chicago all the way around. So give me the Arizona Cardinals, and that is going to add on to my best bet along with Miami and the over in this game. So Cardinals and the over for me.
I will tell you, interesting little note here is that Soldier Field this year, Soldier Field is 1-4 for over unders. It is only giving back 1-4 in over unders, averaging just under 40 points per game. Just to keep that into your brain.
That's because the Bears play there. So, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying also, but like if they're getting their asses blown out everywhere, there's just not a lot of points being scored there in this time of year. I'm joining you, Arizona in the over. And I don't know if you just said this, but Bogman and I are locking in a dual dual best bet. We are both taking Arizona minus 7.5. We are taking the over on the touchdown. We are both best betting it. Coin, don't do us wrong. The flip for the spread. Coin is with us. It's the best bet. It is the bet of the year at In This League.
Locked Bogman, Welsh, the week. Right.
And the coin all agree. We also are best betting the Cardinals. The over-under, the coin is going with the over. So there you go. It is actually, that is a unanimous over in Arizona for all three of us. That is wild. I don't know if we've had that yet. Plus two best bets on here. If the coin could talk, it would say Arizona minus 7.5. A little bit worrisome. Over 95% of the money is on Arizona. Over
95%. I'm going with the Cardinals.
All right.
That's what the coin would say, because it's a 50-cent piece.
And it's Kennedy Lincoln. All right. I don't know how we're going to get through these games. Philly, Jets, Philly minus 7.5, 45.5 is the over under. Bogman, I'm just going to tell you right now, one of my best bets, maybe my favorite best bet of this week, is a complete fade of the public. I am locking in best bet under 45.5 on Philly and Jets. And as far, yeah, I'm actually going to take the Jets. I'm going to take the points here because I think Philly is masking up a lot of really bad offense. I don't think the Jets are going to win or anything, but I'm going to take the points, that touchdown points, and I'm going with that under as one of my best bets.
I'm completely stay away from this game. I'm going to take Philly just because I think they're the much better team than the Jets. I'll take the under too because, like you said, neither one of these teams can score. I don't like this game at all. So Philly and the under for me.
All right, coin for the spread is going with Philly. And the over-under, join me. Yes, going with the under. So there's another unanimous under bet, which is completely fading the public, which is over 90% of money on the over for this game. No spank you. Jags at the Rams. 13-point home favorite for the Rams. 47.5 is the line. Heavy money on the Rams right now. What say you, Boggs?
I'm not touching this game with a 10-foot pole. Give me the Rams because they're at home and they have to win. They were no win November, so they have to win this game. Give me the over two because I think they just put the absolute boots to the Jags because they have that. This is a must win game for them. Give me the Rams and the over.
I love the idea of the Rams because the Jags are so horrific, but that is almost a 2-touchdown spread, so I'm not touching it.
It feels real trappy, right?
Yeah, and I'll take the under because I just don't see where Jacksonville is going to score points in this game. I don't see it, and I don't see the Rams offense putting up 40 on this, and they would need, you know, a touchdown and a field goal more, or a 2-point and a touchdown. So I'll take the under, like it a little bit more than the Rams minus 3. The coin is going with Jacksonville. They're taking Jacksonville, the coin flip. Heads for over, tails for under, taking the over. So it's a complete fade of me, the coin is. All right, Washington at Vegas. Vegas minus 2.5, 49.5 is the over under. Heavy money on the Raiders. And money is on the under right now, Boggs. What say you?
Lock of the century of the week. Give me Las Vegas in my best bets. And here's the reason. I talked about this a little bit on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. The Raiders have been off since Thanksgiving. Washington played a Monday night game. The NFL is really good about scheduling. This Thursday night was just two Thursday teams. So I think they've done a great job. But this game has an unfortunate, huge advantage for the Raiders in this game. 10 days to prep for 6 to prep for Washington. I just think that this is Vegas, and I'll take the over, but I don't care about the over under. Give me all that money on Vegas.
Out of solidarity, I'm going to go with Vegas with you. I'm going to support you in this. I'm also going to go with the over. Poor defense for Washington. Raiders defense actually can be relatively, both these defense can, like,
well, the Raiders just gave up 33.
They can bear down, but I think they also could just fall apart. So I'm going to take the over. I'm going to go with Vegas. Let's see if the coin agrees here and we can have another three-way lock. The coin over under, heads for Raiders, tails for Washington. Going Washington. Sorry, Boggs. Coin likes Washington, heads for over, tails for under. Also likes the under. So it's going Washington and
the
under.
Coin.
Well, the coin's been doing pretty good. The San Francisco 49ers at the Seattle Seahawks. San Francisco's a 3.5-point favorite. 45.5 is the over-under line. Bogman, do you have a lock here?
Yeah, give me the lock for the under. I don't like what I'm seeing from the Seattle Seahawks offense at all. Niners can play a little defense. Plus, they just lost their best offensive player in Deebo Samuel. Give me the Niners. Give me the under and lock up that under.
I'm very tempted to lock the Niners. It's that 3.5 course, you know, the 3.5 gets you. I will say, I haven't been saying this. I really like the idea of the Cardinals as a teaser play because I think just they're a win and, you know, you get it down to 6, you're now down to 1.5. I might even throw the 49ers in there because if you tease it down, you get plus 2.5, which again, that's a little stinky because then you don't get the field goal. I'm going to go with the Niners. I'm not going to lock it in because I don't feel as comfortable. I also don't feel as super comfortable about the over just because, you know, I don't know. Seattle's offense looks so horrific. 49ers defense has been playing like a top 10 defense, even without some of its pieces. They're without Fred Warner, though, which worries me a little bit. So I'm going to say maybe Seattle writes a tiny bit of it and gets going. The coin, heads for Niners, tails for Seahawks. Oh, it's a Seahawk fan. The coin is stupid. Heads for over, tails for under. Under. Seahawks and the under. Don't lock like it. That. When we come back, we're going to finish out these last three games in our tiny little segment, so don't go anywhere. In This League and the coin continue.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old...
In This League.
Talk about www.com, you made you go click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
I don't know what you're saying, but that's what's going on, yeah.
Welcome back, friendos. It is In This League, Bogman and the Welsh, with three games left on the slate. We go to Baltimore at Pittsburgh. Baltimore's a 4.5-point favorite, 44 under, and would you look at this? We have our second of the week locked in best bet for both of us, Baltimore -4.5 against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who look like they're playing some horrible ball. A lot of money on Baltimore, a little bit of money on the under. I'm torn. I'm going to go with the over, actually, on this. It's a low number. You know what? I'm going with the under because Pittsburgh hates to do overs. They absolutely hate it. Baltimore.
They don't like scoring either.
We're both best betting the Baltimore, and we're going to both take the under. Do you got any takeaways or want to get to the coin?
I mean, no, it's all about the rushing game here. The Steelers have got blueprinted by Detroit and given up 180 yards rushing in every game since then. So I think the Ravens are a run first team. They're going to run for 400 yards. So give me the Ravens easy and the under.
Heads Baltimore, tails Pittsburgh. Likes Baltimore. That is a lock, friendos. That is a I think that's our third straight full agreement between the three. Plus our two locks that Bogman and I had. Our other lock, the coin agreed. This is the second where we both best bet it, and the coin agreed. The over-under is over. So that's what they're going with, the over. All right, Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City is a 9.5-point favorite. 47.5 is the line. I think we're both going to take the points here, Boggs, because Kansas City hates to cover.
Yeah, they hate to cover. They are coming off a bye, which should be better. They're at home, which should be better. But Denver, just for whatever reason, shows up in weird games that they shouldn't. So give me Denver and give me the over, I guess.
That over 8-point road favorite. I'm going to take the under. I'm going to go with the formula, Denver and the under. I'll take the points and the under points for Kansas City.
This is in Kansas City.
Oh, yeah. I'm still going to go with the under. You're right about that. Okay. For some reason, I was reading that as Denver. Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. All right. Heads Kansas City, tails Denver. It likes Kansas City. And it likes the over. Kansas City and the over. Final game. We've got New England at Buffalo. Buffalo, a 2.5-point favorite. 42.5 is the line. Money seems to be on New England and the under a little bit. What say you, Boggs?
Buffalo has to win this game. They're at home against a rookie quarterback. Give me Buffalo. Give me the over.
I like the take on that. I'm going to go New England in the under. New England's playing such great ball. These are two great defenses.
Best game of the week here, the Monday Night Football game.
Coin says it is going with New England and the under. New England is going straight with me. Friends, those are the picks. That is everything. All of our picks locked in. We'll tell you the results next week. You tell us where you play or fade, whether it's Bogman Welsh or the coin. Don't go anywhere. Hour two coming up. We got an interview with Pat Fitzmaurice from Fantasy Pros. You're going to want to dig it for your week 13 football right here on In the City.